Families going through a health crisis have so much weighing on them. The emotional burden is enormous, and so too can be the financial burden. Kevin Crowe made it his mission to do something about that part of it. He founded a nonprofit called Give a Mile, an organization that turns airline points into flights for families that really need them. He joins us now from Calgary, Alberta. Hello there.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
This idea was not theoretical in nature. It has very personal roots. Tell us about your friend Ryan and how your experience with him was an inspiration for you in founding Give a Mile.
Yeah, absolutely. I lost an amazing friend to brain cancer. And the last year of Ryan's life, we spent a huge amount of time together. And I saw the impact of having loved ones, being able to visit and support Ryan. And he really taught me the concept of time and how powerful time is, you know. And Ryan realized that there was no more treatments available and said, you know, Ryan, what is it that you want? He said, I just want time with the people I loved. He had a 4.5-year-old son, a wife, and a huge amount of friends and family. And just to witness those people getting time with Ryan was just such an amazing gift. And in the hospice, we just saw so many families that were not able to fly in and say goodbye and spend that valuable time. And we wanted to fix that.
Hence the creation of Give a Mile. Tell us how it works for both flyers and for contributors of points.
Yeah, what Give a Mile is about is having people donate their unused travel or loyalty miles to make these flights of compassion happen so that mothers, fathers, brothers, sons, sisters, daughters can be there and get that time with a loved one. We work with the hospices and social workers and healthcare providers to identify families. It's a very simple application process. We try to make it, you know, just 2 pages, and we have a flight review team that looks at those applications. And once the flight's approved, we book that for the family and send that to the family so they can fly in. And people can go to giveamile.org and they'll actively see the flights we're working on, and they can donate to those specific stories. And it's a 100% donation model. We accept Aeroplan miles. We accept American Express. And it's as well, people can donate money if they don't have loyalty miles.
What is a flight hero?
Yeah. A flight hero is somebody that's willing to take on using their network of friends and family to raise a specific flight. We're all about tangible outcome and understanding the impact you make happen. So we say 25 friends, 25 days, 25,000 miles. That's what makes a flight happen. And so by working with your network, posting on Facebook or having a dinner event or, you know, tweeting out to your friends and raising those miles, we'll connect you to a specific flight story so you know who you flew and kind of the impact of that flight. And you can obviously feel amazing in your heart.
When any of us use points, when we redeem them, there are often taxes that go along with the ticket. And sometimes it feels anything but free. How does that get covered in your model?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a bunch of fundraising events. And so we have several events through the year and several key corporate sponsors who help us with the taxes and fees as well as our operating expenses. So when you donate your miles, you know they're going to create that flight and you don't have to worry about the impact.
What has been the participation on the part of the points companies and on the airlines? How are they getting in on this idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Aeroplan's been an incredible partner since the beginning. They found out about us on our first flight, and they made us a charity so people can donate their miles for a $0 transfer fee. They also get on board for our Christmas campaign. Last year, we made 42 flights happen for families at Christmas, and they matched up to 250,000 miles for us. So they've been an incredible partner and supporter. And, you know, the airlines are helping us in the sense of when we are booking flights, and sometimes we need to upgrade people because of the pain when they're flying. You know, we also fly people that are palliatively ill to be home with their loved ones. They've upgraded seats for free. They've also helped us move and rebook airline tickets because obviously there's cancellations and things that happen. And they've been great and very supportive and flexible for us.
When you look ahead, say 5 years, 10 years, where do you want to see Give a Mile go?
You know, our big, hairy, audacious dream is to give 1 billion miles back to people through this giving model. Currently, we're at 338 flights, just going into our fourth year. 11.4 million miles have been used. So we've got a lot of way to go to make that big, hairy, audacious dream go. But we would love to have, you know, the vast majority of loyalty point programs participating in this. We'd love to have the airlines fully participating in this and make this a global giving mechanism and model. You know, there's over 10 trillion, that's trillion with a T, travel miles that are sitting on the sideways, sidelines unused globally every year. And we want to tap into that and make social good happen and obviously help these families that are dealing with such a stressful event.
Some people participate in points programs for a period of time, but not forever. And they have, or they've redeemed and they've got, you know, like orphan points. They're just kind of sitting there not doing much and they won't amount to much even over the course of time. Is that an easy way for people to contribute points that they just may not use?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see a couple buckets of giving. You know, there's people that just feel they'll never have enough miles to make a flight happen, and they can absolutely donate. And there's the other end where you have business travelers who are traveling so much, they never feel they can redeem all their points, and so they can donate as well. And the nice thing is it keeps your account active. I know people are worried about their accounts expiring. So when you make a donation, it considers your account active, and so your expiry date's reset. We also have businesses that do things like they put their payroll through on credit cards, like payroll by credit card, and that's creating assets for them, and they're participating by donating a certain percentage every month to us. And so there's so many ways to use these miles to make good happen.
You must hear some incredible stories. Is there one from the last, you know, couple months or year that sticks with you, keeps you going when you realize, geez, this is a lot of work sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, the working with the families is incredibly inspiring, and the courage and just the strength of those families every day really kind of grows your heart. And, you know, the one flight I would say that's really stuck out in the last couple months is we're flying grandparents in for a young boy who's going to have his second birthday, and it's going to be his last birthday. And those grandparents are going to be able to spend that time with the family, celebrate, have a special moment and special memories. And that wouldn't happen without the amazing volunteer team and donors behind us. And it just gives you goosebumps thinking about that.
It really does give you goosebumps thinking about it. Give a Mile, not for profit, easy way for you to make a difference by using your miles. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kevin Crowe is the founder of Give a Mile. He joined us from Calgary, Alberta.